My name is Kesia Aurelien, K-E-C-S-I-A-A-U-R-E-L-I-E-N. I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation is for Wanda J. Ramirez, W-A-N-D-A, middle initial J, last name R-A-M-I-R-E-Z, number 1, chronic kidney disease, stage 3B. Your CKD has improved from stage 4 to stage 3B since the last visit. And is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension, hyperlipidemia, diabetes, and obesity, period. However, cardiorenal syndrome secondary to coronary artery disease and CHF, as well as hepatorenal syndrome secondary to cirrhosis, also play a role, period. The most recent kidney functions reveal a BUN of 25 from 71, creatinine of 1.5 from 3.4, and a GFR of 43 from 16. She denies any urinary symptoms. There is evidence of significant nephrotic range proteinuria, both selective and non-selective, with urine microalbumin to creatinine ratio of 1,399 milligrams from 69 milligrams, and urine protein to creatinine ratio of over 200,000 milligrams, period. This excessive proteinuria is likely related to the fact that we discontinued her Kerendia at the last visit due to the advanced acute kidney injury. Due to the acute kidney injury she experienced, with severe deterioration of her kidney functions. Period. We will restart her on the Kerendia with 10 milligrams, half a tablet daily, and we'll recheck her kidney functions in 4 weeks. If her kidney functions remain stable, then we will advance it to 10 milligrams, one tablet daily, and we'll continue to adjust if necessary, based on her renal function, period. She presents with generalized edema, and this is due to the fact that she we held her spironolactone since the last visit. We will restart her spironolactone, 25 milligrams, one tablet in the morning. And if she continues to experience edema and for the rest of the day, we instructed her to take a second tablet of 25 milligrams in the evening, period. She is to continue the metalazone 5 milligrams every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, period. Her blood pressure has remained under control, her patient with systolic ranging in the 120s to 130s and diastolic in the 70s and 80s, period. She was recently seen by Dr. Torres, T-O-R-R-E-S, her cardiologist, and states everything was okay with her heart, period. Next line, anemia. Iron deficiency anemia with H&H of 8.7 and 29%, and iron saturation of 9%. She follows at the Florida Cancer Center, where she receives iron infusions. Her upcoming appointment is early next month, period. Next line, type 2 diabetes mellitus, which is under control. With A1C of 5.9%, continue with the current regimen. Next line, vitamin D deficiency. We started her on vitamin D3, 5,000 units daily. We will closely monitor her serum calcium level due to her tendencies for hypercalcemia, period. Her current serum calcium is 9, period. Next line, rheumatoid arthritis, which is followed by Dr. Torres. Her CRP is elevated at 10.60, period. Next line, cirrhosis slash main portal vein thrombosis. She is on a liver transplant list in Orlando. Next line, CHF slash coronary artery disease, which is managed by Dr. Torres, her cardiologist. Next line, arterial hypertension with blood pressure 135 over 82, which has remained stable. Next line, obesity. With BMI of 35, the patient has gained 27 pounds since the last visit due to fluid retention. We restarted her on the spironolactone, and she must continue her metalazone, period. Next line, hyperuricemia, which has significantly improved from uric acid of 13.9 to 7, period. She had not started the Uloric, 40 milligrams on tablet daily, due to insurance issues, which needed prior authorization, period. However, the insurance has approved the Uloric, and the patient will started tomorrow as soon as it is available from the pharmacy. Period. Next line. The mineral bone disease workup was negative for primary hyperparathyroidism. The PTH was 51, which is normal. And the serum calcium was also normal at 9. We will continue to monitor. We will reevaluate this case in 4 weeks to assess the potassium level, since we started her on Kerendia today, and to closely monitor the renal function. End.